things that we lacked to teach you because we didn't have that knowledge?
Yeah, man, I have a lot to say about the subject because looking back, there's so many things that I would have done differently. One of which being that I would not have graduated high school the semester ahead that I did. Yes, it was great saying like, oh, graduated high school at 16 years old, started college, da 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 da. But when you go to a school, especially public school, where they offer advanced placement classes and dual credit classes, you are much better off staying in school for that extra semester or that extra year to complete those classes, because once you leave that high school environment, you no longer are taking that class for free. It's likely $500 to $600 per class.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Today, I have a very young guest with us. She has, don't let her age.
Young.
She has accomplished a lot in such a short time. And one thing about our guest today is we're actually related. She's my sister. So I will try not to fill in the gaps when she's talking. Because technically that could happen. But in this show, we aim to connect, mentor, and inspire others through real life stories. So if you have a story that you would like to share with the world, please get in touch with us. We have the information on our bio, and you just email withtrudy@gmail.com. Without further ado, I will welcome our next guest. Can you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I am Trixie, Trudy's sister. I am 22 years old. I just graduated from the University of Iowa and got my degree in industrial systems engineering with a minor.
Congratulations! I had to interject, but keep going. Sorry.
As if she doesn't know. She was definitely going to change. But I got a minor in business administration as well. And right now, like, it's only been a couple months since I graduated, so I have a kind of like a short-term job that I'm doing while I'm looking for positions out in Texas, because that's where I hope to move in the future. But besides that, yeah, I don't know. What else?
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to say, first of all, congratulations. Two majors?
No, I have a bachelor's in industrial systems engineering and then a minor in business administration.
Wow.
Because with my engineering degree, actually with all engineering degrees at the University of Iowa, you have to choose an EFA, which stands for elective focus area. Mm-hmm. And my elective focus area was management, which allowed me to get a business administration minor as I was getting my bachelor's.
So. Wow. Walk me through your college life. So
Yes.
I'm really interested in knowing why the major. Why did you select that? Did you have a passion in engineering? And then just walk me through your journey.
I graduated high school at kind of a young age. I graduated at 16. And then about 2 weeks later, I went straight to college and started school at the University of Iowa. In high school, I used to be a part of Pi 515, which is a coding mentorship program. So that's where I got into like STEM as a whole. I did a little bit of robotics one summer. I did coding. I tried to mentor little kids as much as I could while I was doing that program. And that is where I decided that I wanted to do engineering, besides the fact of, like, you know, having African parents and really only having three options.
What are the three options?
Doctor, lawyer, engineer. Actually, I have four. Doctor, lawyer, engineer, and then failure.
Pilot.
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Or pilot. I guess my dad actually didn't want me to become a pilot, which hopefully I can go to that school. But
So you made the parents proud.
I guess so.
You actually did.
I guess so. But once I got into college, I knew this while I was going through high school, that I wasn't a big fan of the arts. Like, English class, I could comprehend, I could write and read or whatever, but I did not appreciate, and no, absolutely no hate, I have full respect, but I did not appreciate the ambiguity in some of the subjects, mm-hmm. where I felt like with math and science, it was very black and white. Like, most of the time you have, I mean, this is the answer. There is no...
It's a logical progression.
Right, it's a logical progression to a finite answer type thing. Mm-hmm. So that's what I really appreciated about engineering, and that's why I ended up like sticking with it. Mm-hmm. I started out as a biomedical engineer pre-med, I wanted to be pre-med, but I thought that biomedical engineering would kind of give me a step up, and it would provide me the opportunity to get into medical school. But then once I did a summer program, it was Summer Health Educational Professional Program. I think SHPEP is what we just colloquially call it. And when I did that, we got a full immersion into pre-med. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they kept stressing is that you have to be passionate about this. You have to want to do this with like all your heart, because it's going to take a long time to get there. You're likely not going to get a significant amount of money until way after school. So this is something that you need to be passionate about. So that's when I decided that that's me following my parents' dream, and I didn't necessarily want to be a doctor or a neurosurgeon at that. It was just trying to accomplish that dream for them, or because of the money that would come from it. Mm-hmm. So once I decided that I didn't want to pursue pre-med, then I dropped biomedical engineering and did industrial engineering, because with industrial engineering, it's one of the fields where you actually get to interact with people, not just machines. And, you know, like computer science is coding all day, and electrical engineering is fixing hardware and maybe coding as well. Mm-hmm. And then mechanical engineering, it's kind of the same machine versus human type environment. But with industrial engineering, especially with management, you get to manage people, projects, and you also get to do a lot of like process improvement. There's human factor, right? There's also human factors, which instead of just dealing with the process and how it's being carried out, you're dealing with how the human is interacting with the, let's say, like the assembly line or the job that they're doing. So you really get to interact with people in that way. So that's what drew me to industrial engineering.
Nice. Wow. Mm-hmm. I am very proud of you. I live vicariously through you, because you have been able, you're the youngest in the family, but you've been able to come here very boldly and just chose a path, and you took it and ran with it. You tried the other path, halfway through college determined, you know, medicine is not really my passion, so I'm going to go for what really you're passionate about, which is engineering. And I'm really happy that that's the path you chose, because like you said, you're very logical. Does it make sense? I want it to be calculated, and that's it just, it's a perfect fit. So I wish you the best of luck for in anything that you do. I know you will make a great engineer. There's a company out there that they don't know yet.
Let them know.
They don't know it yet, but once you join that company, you will be amazing.
You hear that, Tesla?
Oh, she's coming for you.
I'm coming for you. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
So let's go back a little bit to your high school days. Mm-hmm. And knowing that you migrated from Kenya, came to this country at a young age, less than 10 years old, and then you just joined the schooling system halfway through it, and then gradually went through that. Mm-hmm. So to me, that experience is almost like your first generation having gone through this system of coming from another country with a different education system, joining a completely new education system, and following that through and going into college. So having done that, what are some of the things that you wish you knew before you got to college that maybe can help someone else who just migrated to this country as well, and they're going through the school system? Like, what can they do so they don't repeat, you know, maybe the mistakes or, you know, the things that we lacked to teach you because we didn't have that knowledge?
Yeah, man, I have a lot to say about the subject, because looking back, there's so many things that I would have done differently. One of which being that I would not have graduated high school the semester ahead that I did. Yes, it was great saying like, oh, graduated high school at 16 years old, started college, da 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 da. But when you go to a school, especially public school, where they offer advanced placement classes and dual credit classes, you are much better off staying in school for that extra semester or that extra year to complete those classes, because once you leave that high school environment, you no longer are taking that class for free. It's likely $500 to $600 per class.
So for those who don't know, here in America, high school is free. It's completely free unless you go to a private school. But then once you graduate high school and you're going to college, then that's when the real money starts leaving your pocket, and you have to pay for the books, for everything. So I'll let you continue, but I just wanted to, you know, clarify that part.
Yes. So I definitely would have taken more AP classes. So my high school advanced placement. So my high school journey was a little bit unconventional in the fact that my first 2 years, I went to a private boarding school out in Missouri, Centralia, Missouri. It was called Sunnydale. And it was a very small school, had maybe 100 people, and there was a very structured set of courses that we were allowed to take those 4 years. So, and no AP, no dual credit, nothing like that. So halfway through my schooling there, I decided that I wanted to experience public school because I had been in private school for the majority of my time, and nothing against private school, but I felt like I wasn't experiencing the world for what it was. I was experiencing the world through the eyes of that institution. So that's when after my sophomore year, I went to Lincoln High School in Des Moines, and that's where I got introduced to AP classes and dual credit. At that time, I still had no idea what they really were. I didn't understand the importance of it. So I only took two. I took AP Bio and AP Micro and Microeconomics. And the classes went great, you know, did well in both the classes, but I didn't even understand the point of taking it's some test that you take and you have to score within like 1 to 4 to get the college credit or whatever. But I didn't even understand the point of taking the test, so I simply didn't. I also thought that the sooner I graduated high school, the sooner I could start college, and the sooner that I would like get to start my life, which all of that was a very jaded perception of like what the what would have been like preferable in my shoes. I think looking back, instead of going to a private institution where I didn't have access to those courses, mm-hmm. I would have gone straight to a public school and taken classes so that I could graduate with my associate's degree in high school. Because a lot of people don't know that you can do that, but that's definitely what I would have done, because you at least get those gen eds out of the way. That's saving you, man, I want to say a good $2,000 to $5,000 just from getting those gen eds out of the way.
Wow. So if you take you can graduate with your associates from high school?
Yeah, like the same time you get your high school diploma and your associate's degree at the same time.
So meaning once you graduate high school for free, yep. You could go to college for 2 more years and you have your bachelor's.
Exactly.
What?
Exactly.
Instead of going to college for 4 years?
Yep. That's I wish I knew that too. But another thing that I wish I would have done is not gone straight into a 4-year institution. I think that I would have preferred to go to a DMAC or Kirkwood or something like that, because
DMAC is cheaper. A local community college.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not only is it cheaper, but they offer classes that would translate directly into my degree at the 4-year institution. So for example, I could have done pre-engineering at DMAC and then transferred over to Iowa State and received the same degree after those 2 years. It should have saved me a ton of money. Mm-hmm. But that's not to say that I am not grateful for the experiences I've gotten at the university. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would take it back if it wasn't for the financial aspect of it. I think that it was such an amazing experience. I mean, I got to meet lifelong friends there, and I wouldn't take it back. For sure.
Wow. That is quite a gem there. I am learning something new, that you can actually get your associates while still in high school, mm-hmm. and slash your college days in half. And your college expenses in half.
Yeah.
That is interesting. This is some of those information that not just African parents, but just anyone just this is the first time they have their kids in high school, and maybe the kids have those ambitions of, I want to graduate as quickly as I can. In your case, you were a very brilliant child. I remember you went to kindergarten even before you could speak, but you were just already going. And then you graduate high school at 16. But we didn't know any better.
Right.
And I think a lot of people too, I don't know how many people know about this. So you mm-hmm. also joined the Army. Mm-hmm. Can you walk me through that? So did you join the Army at the same time you're applying for college? Or what was the driving force for you joining the military? And can you walk me through that journey?
Yeah, so the driving force was, of course, man, I have always just had this urge to be independent since I was probably like 11 or 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And after seeing my brother join the Marines and come out of it very independent, he had his own, especially just financially. I keep saying financially because honestly, that is the biggest thing. I'm like, once you're financially independent and you have your head on your shoulders, then you're good to go. But I adored that about him. And as soon as I could, I knew that that's exactly what I wanted to be. I wanted to be independent. And the military definitely offered a route for that. Mm-hmm. Besides that, They also were willing, they were offering to pay for my school, which I was like, when I went through high school, like I said, I only did the last year and a half in Lincoln, so I hadn't even quite understood the culture of scholarships and applying for all this. Like, I applied for one scholarship, maybe. Like, that was it, because I knew that the Army was going to pay for it, so I was content with that fact. Looking back, that's also another thing I would do differently.
Mm-hmm. Is apply for more scholarships?
Yeah, apply for more scholarships, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then, what was your other question? Oh, at what age did I join? So, since I started college at 16, I had to wait until I was 17 in order to join the military. Mm-hmm. And even then, I had to go with my mom so she could sign some paperwork so I could be allowed to join the armed forces, but... I went to college for a semester, and then after that semester, because I did spring semester in college, then that summer I signed the contract, went to basic training, and the summer I signed the contract, and then that fall I went to basic training and did AIT at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. But so, one thing I would like to add on here is a lot of people ask me like, oh, so, you know, if I join the Army, then they'll pay for my school. Well, that's not necessarily usually the case. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that you either have a student loan repayment program or you qualify for the GI Bill, certain things like that, before you sign that contract. Like, for example, when I signed my contract and the reason I took the job that I have right now, or my MOS, which stands for Military Occupational Specialty, is because they offered me $40,000 in student loan repayment on top of a $200 GI Bill kicker. So that meant that after I got my degree, they were going to pay up to $40,000 in student debt, and then they were also going to give me $200 on top of the GI Bill that would be like a monthly payment. So you have to make sure that those certain things are listed in your contract. Otherwise, you only qualify for what everybody else qualifies for, which is not necessarily... going to get you your four-year degree. Unless you join active duty, of course, which that's a different story. But yeah, before you join, just make sure that you have the job that you want. And if you're joining for school, make sure that they're going to pay for your school.
So how did you find this out?
What?
That the contract is what you get. How did you find that out? Did you?
Oh, I just went by myself.
Talking to someone and...
Because I knew that I wanted to join the military, I mean, I went to the recruiting station, I talked to the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Air Force. I just talked to the different recruiters, and when you go in, it's almost like they're trying to sell to you that they're the best one. Mm-hmm. So they could, that was basically their job, and after hearing what they had to say, I felt like the Army was the best for me, because with the other branches, I believe you have to... You sign your contract and then you choose like your top three jobs and you just get randomly placed into one of those depending on what they need at the time. However, with the Army, you get to choose what job you want, mm-hmm. and you sign your contract for everything before you even leave. So I knew by the time I was leaving for basic training that I was going to Fort Leonard Wood for my AIT and I would be becoming a horizontal construction engineer, and that because I was doing that job and there was a high demand for it at the time, I would be getting that student loan repayment. But not all branches offer that, so.
Wow,
that's
so you're saying don't just join the military blindly.
Yeah.
You need to have a goal in mind. I'm joining the military because, and mm-hmm. that way you can make sure that you're getting what works best for you,
yep.
and your future plans and goals.
Yep.
So would you, knowing the stress of, you know, going to school for engineering and being in the military and, you know, having to work sometimes to, you know, being in college as well, mm-hmm. Would you recommend that path to someone else?
I would do it all over again, honestly. I mm-hmm. think at times it got stressful, or I would want to choose like my social life over my schooling and my military, which at times, I mean, I did. But those are choices that, that's very subjective. You have to choose and pick and choose what you want to spend your time on. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those people who definitely values my time with my friends, with my family, and just in general being happy. So then I would, I definitely would do all of that over again. I think it set me, the path that I was going on, like set me a path. And I think I got a lot of respect from not only my peers, but my coworkers and colleagues, like with the military and stuff. I think I would recommend it.
Wow.
I think it's fairly manageable.
Very ambitious. And I'm very proud of you. Our entire family is proud of you. You've accomplished so much, and you're not even close to my age. So, so Trixie, you graduated this year. So any plans after college? What do you plan with your life after college? Do you see yourself working as an engineer? Or don't let me fill in the words for you, but...
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. You know, I am still in that stage where I feel like I'm being pulled into two different sides of my head. I definitely see working as an engineer, you know, it would be pretty much a 9-to-5 schedule. It would be a very solidified path. You know, I could work my way within the ranks and just have a really solidified future. But I also would like to pursue entrepreneurship. Like, I think that I know that I would like to work for myself, and I know that I would like to have that independence, of course, to do whatever I want. I want to travel. I want to work for myself and just be able to pursue other things aside from working for somebody else. Mm-hmm. But I'm not closed-minded to that. I have recently, like, I work at Amazon now in staffing and HR, actually, and I've quite enjoyed the structure that it's bringing onto my life and the benefits that come with the job and also the connections. Like, the other day I was at work and I saw that they had a program. It's a 9-month program, and it's Amazon Talent Academy, and it's essentially a 9-month program that would be fully funded by Amazon. They would basically pause your current job and you would start this new job, or start this training or whatever for 9 months. By the end of it, they would teach you Java, and after 9 months, if you succeed, you would become a software development engineer for them. So I feel like that would be a very natural progression with my engineering background, maybe sticking with Amazon. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of short-term or mid-term goal with that company that I'm with right now. Otherwise, I would just like to start my own business. Mm-hmm. And if that does not work out, then I don't know what to tell you.
We'll be back here again.
We'll
and
be back
tell
here.
Tell us what you think about that.
I love this. Yeah, I think until I get some type of, what is it called? Postgraduate degree, until I get like a master's or hopefully like a doctorate, I'm always going to have that inkling that I'm not fully accomplished. So eventually I would like to do that, but I would like the company that I work for, if I work for them, to pay for my degree. But that is as far as I've thought into that whole thing.
No, that is a pretty elaborate plan. Nope, it's not too soon. Yeah. We begin manifesting. You know, when you start putting things in your brain, it will come to pass because you're thinking about those things, you know, and then when you're walking, whatever you're doing, you're going with that goal. Like back to your point, when you joined the military, you knew you wanted these specific benefits from the military for this specific purpose. Mm-hmm. So even now that you graduated, you know that's at the back of your mind. You know, I have no doubts that you will attain those. So, and if you don't attain those, we'll be right here to catch you. Then we can spring you back where you need to go.
Oh, thank you. No, but, you know, it's weird because a part of me, if I could just test out, and maybe this is just because I, you know, recently graduated and I'm not quite sure where I want to go, but I've thought about doing a bunch of different jobs. Like, I would honestly like to be a firefighter for a little bit, and I would like to become a pilot for a little bit, and I would like to be a cop for a little bit. But I know that that's not necessarily feasible in this stage of my life. So once I get to a point where I could do, or maybe it is feasible, I just haven't quite expanded my options and pursued those different careers. But yeah, I just know that I don't want to stick with one career and one profession for the next 40 years of my life before retirement. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You know, you're still young. This is the best time to sample.
My fingers in
sample
every little...
whatever you need to sample.
Yeah.
So, Trixie, if there's any, do you have any other advice? I know you've provided, you know, what you wish you knew, but is there advice that you'd like to give someone who is watching right now? They're really inspired with your journey. They're inspired with what you're doing. And they want to be like you, or they just want to borrow a leaf from you. So what advice would you have for such a person?
Sure. So maybe not necessarily for my story, but one thing that I have been like trying to spread the word around, at least in the African community, is that we have, like I said, those three options to pursue our education in. And I feel like that is not, it's not fully comprehensive of the different opportunities that this country has to offer. College is great, like you can become successful, but you aren't always, like, it's not like a guaranteed, you know, if I go to a four-year college, I'm gonna become successful type thing. So I would like people who, maybe if they don't feel like that's their path, going to trade school instead. Trades, a lot of people become very successful, have very fulfilling lives that are, you know, they have a work-life balance, you have financial independence and all that from going to trade school, and it's half the time and you get to have a skill. So I would highly, highly recommend anybody that doesn't want to go to college to also pursue those fields, because they are just as rewarding as going to college. So definitely not to underestimate that. And if there are any parents or people who are guardians to younger kids, to encourage them to follow things that they're passionate about. Because I think there is a little bit of parents wanting to live vicariously through their kids because they didn't get to live out those experiences, but your kid is going to be most successful and most happy if they follow their individual dream. So yeah, definitely that.
That's a powerful message, especially you African parents back there. So Trixie, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your story. I know I have been inspired. And I am sure countless of people are being inspired right now just listening to you. So thank you so much. And everybody, if you haven't subscribed or you need to share this with anybody, don't be afraid to do so. If you're watching and you're enjoying the story, or you know someone who might be inspired by listening to what we're presenting, please don't be afraid to share this information with them. And as always, please remember to subscribe. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day. Lucky today, it's actually an interview. Usually, we just sit here and laugh.
Oh my gosh,
like it's useless.
We gotta cut like 30 minutes.
I'm holding back so much from adult interrupt.